Bill's Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
Buffalo's offense looking as good as it has all camp long when it came to the two-minute drill late in practice Monday afternoon. Both the first and second team offenses registering touchdown drives, leaving their chief play caller pleased with the results.
They're getting a little better. You keep working it and you keep going, and it pays dividends. And I thought both the first and the second offense did a good job of running two-minute today.
Scott Chandler had the touchdown grab on fourth and goal from the 15 to score for the first team as time expired, while Ravel Martin had the touchdown for the second unit on a pass from Vince Young. Speaking of Young, the quarterback earned some praise from his head coach after his work on the field Monday.
That's the best he's done since he's been here. I think today was his best day since he's been here. We're trying to do everything with him. We're not holding anything back. So he's got a better grasp of it than he did at any time in the OTAs and minicamp, and I think he's feeling a lot more comfortable.
Tyler Thigpen also looked good as he connected on some deep throws in the practice session. There were also some big hits in Monday's practice, and they ironically came on back-to-back plays. The first, Tashard Choice makes this run and gets to the second level, but gets decked by Denoris Searcy when he reaches the secondary. On the very next play, Kirk Morrison crashed in from the left side to take Tashard Choice out a second time.
It's just football, man. It's just, going against the same guys for 2 weeks. As you know, we're going toward the end of camp right now, so we're just ready to hit another jersey. I know last week we had a little bit in the taste playing the Washington Redskins, but ready for a big game against Minnesota this week. It's part of the game, but it was definitely, if it had to be anybody, it had to be Tashard.
Choice is one of the bigger trash talkers on the practice field, so the defense was pretty fired up to get a couple of good shots in on it. Elsewhere on the highlight reel, Tyler Thigpen, as we mentioned, had a couple of good deep throws. The first going to Derek Hagan on this well-placed pass down the left sideline for a 40-yard gain in 7-on-7. Thigpen did come back and launch this 40-yard shot into the arms of T.J. Graham late in the 7-on-7 session. Ryan Fitzpatrick fired this bullet behind the back of Aaron Williams to awaiting Donald Jones, who tore down the right sideline after making the catch for a would-be touchdown. C.J. Spiller had this sharp-looking carry as he reached the secondary untouched thanks to a big hole made by the offensive line. Spiller followed that play up with his nifty touchdown run a short time later during team red zone work. Donald Jones had this sweet touchdown grab in the back of the end zone on a throw by Fitzpatrick for a score. Lee Smith turned this reception in the flat upfield and crossed the goal line before the defense could arrive to register a score. And Scott Chandler made this spinning, twirling reception for a touchdown from Fitzpatrick. Released by the club on Monday was former seventh-round pick Mike Jasper. The offensive lineman struggled to make progress in camp after spending last season on the team's practice squad. The only new notable non-participant in practice was Sean Merriman, who got a rest day for assorted bumps and bruises. Coach Gailey said the pass rusher would be back on Tuesday. The Bills have their final night practice of training camp on Tuesday. It's scheduled for 6:30 p.m. At Bills Training Camp at St. John Fisher, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.